Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. Sports Center Update is brought to you by Brick Alley Sports Pub in Uptown Marion.
The biggest challenge this time of year is which sport to watch. So many choices. The start of the baseball season, NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. Watch it all at Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar. You'll see every home run, every slap shot, every slam dunk on Brick Alley's 180-inch big screen with stadium seating. They've got 20 beers on tap, happy hour weekdays from 3 to 6, and trivia Wednesday nights at 7. The choice is easy. Go to Brick Alley Pub and Sports Bar on 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion.
302 Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Coming your way here from our studios on the southwest side. It's a Caddy Smack edition of the Gym Class. Brian Haas with us in studio. We will talk with Brian, talk golf, answer your questions, and more on the program here today. Also go over a terrific night of sports last night and play Race to Win. And it's all coming up on the Gym Class here on KGYM. And welcome to the Gym Class here on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer here today. We're going to talk some golf with you on the program for a Wednesday as Caddy Smack and the Gym Class is coming up for you. A couple things to take care of. First of all, before we get into golf, because last night was such a very interesting and exciting night as far as the world of sports is concerned. And we had a game 7 of hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Kuhn and I are pretty partial to. Brian's not happy. First question I had for Brian, were you rooting for the St. Louis Blues last night? Brian said no.
No.
Not rooting for the Blues. And that's okay. That's fine.
Former North Stars fan.
I know. I was a North Star fan until they broke my heart.
Right.
Moved to Dallas, and then I became a Blues fan.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. I'm happy for the Blues. I like the Blues. Just because I'm a former Stars fan.
North Stars. But a great game 7 last night, and going to have another one tonight, San Jose and Colorado, to see who will play St. Louis in the Western Conference Finals. So that'll be fun. And then you thought your night was done, but no. Then, in the wee hours, because they had a light delay in Oakland, Mike Fiers throws a no-hitter for the Oakland A's against the Cincinnati Reds last night. And that is his second no-hitter. He becomes the fifth active player in Major League Baseball to throw a no-hitter. Pretty good group. Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, Homer Bailey, Jake Arrieta, and Mike. How about that? You would probably get four of them. You might not get that fifth one.
Maybe three. I don't know. Homer Bailey, maybe.
Maybe not Homer Bailey.
Mike Fiers, I don't think so.
No, but he came through, got some help, defensive help last night, and a home run robbery in, mid-innings. Got another diving catch as well to preserve the no-hitter. But you got to have that when you have a no-hitter. Very rarely do you just see a no-hitter where there is not a defensive gem out there. And congratulations to Mike Fiers, who came up with a no-hitter last night. Great to see. I love that baseball stuff like that. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in on that. We're going to play Race to Win coming up here in just a moment, and we are going to get to Caddy Smack, as we mentioned here, and talk about some golf here on the program today. 319-366-1600. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated. Stop on by. They are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. Had a great Lunchbox Heroes today. We've been busy, Mark, haven't we?
Yeah, uncharacteristically for me. I mean, I had a meeting early this morning in the Lunchbox, and now the show, and I got an event tonight, and Brian, how do you do it, man?
You're going to need a nap.
A nap before a nap? No, nothing like that. No bowling tonight, though, Mark. No bowling.
No.
No bowling tonight. The off season begins. All right, 6 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, and we're going to get right into Caddy Smack. We are going to talk some golf. Got a special guest in studio as well. We'll get to him coming up here in just a moment. But we're going to play early today, Race to Win. And we had our first of our 15 prizes taken off the board yesterday. The Milex Complete Auto Care package was taken off. So we're going to play right now with caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You're going to get a chance at one of the 14 remaining prizes, including the grand prize, 6 general admission tickets to the 103rd running of the Indianapolis 500. So give us a call right now, 319-366-1600. Kyle will get you ready to go, and we will play Race to Win coming up after this here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
This is Casey Hansen, Vice President and General Manager for Graham Construction's Eastern Iowa Division. We are located down in the Czech Village here in Cedar Rapids. We're on site today at the World Class Industries Project. We're building a 50,000 square foot manufacturing facility with a 10,000 square foot corporate office building attached to the front of it. We started this project back in August and are looking for a July 1st completion date. We have a great partnership built by pros. We are signatory to the carpenters here in Cedar Rapids and the laborers, and have nothing but excellent craftsmen putting this project together.
Today at Lunchbox Heroes, kind of a soggy one, but we were inside and we had a great time feeding about 70 to 80 of the workers over at the brand new World Class Industries building that's being built over in Hiawatha off of Stamey Road. And great to see those folks, Mark, and talk to them today.
As always, it's great to get out and about in the quarter and salute those men and women who are making great progress in the quarter. And it's a beautiful building. It started last July, and we'll hear more about that during the gym class. But yeah, it was a lot of fun today.
Was a lot of fun. And thanks to all our great sponsors to help put it on for us. And that includes Built by Pros, the presenting sponsor of Lunchbox Heroes, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Star Equipment, United Rentals, UFG Insurance, I'm On Communications, Chick-fil-A Lindale Mall, Acme Tools, Red Wing Shoes, Air Gas, Chick-fil-A Coral Ridge Mall, Atlantic Coca-Cola Bottling Company, and all of us at KGYM and Smart FM. Back with you at 3:09 on the Gym Class. We're going to get to golf talk here in just a moment. But first, we are going to hopefully award one of our prizes coming up here. And we have with us Mike in Central City joining us today to play Race to Win. Mike, happy Wednesday. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. You know how the game is played, Mike?
Roughly, yes.
Roughly, yes. Okay, we'll take that. We've had a winner yesterday, so we're going to go for two in a row here. So, all right, we've got 28 squares remaining, so between 1 and 30, and you can take away 7 and 15. Don't choose those. That's where our prize that was claimed yesterday goes. So without any further ado, what will be your first choice today?
Let's try 14.
14. Let's see what prize we have behind number 14.
A men's watch from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
Nice prize, Citizens Men's Watch, $525 value right there. And all you need to do, Mike, is now let me know what square will match that.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Wait, good guess. How you about, can take a guess.
How about 22?
22. Let's see what we have behind door 22.
A $50 gift card from Analog Vault.
Analog Vault, very good prize as well. But not a match today. Mike, appreciate you calling in, listening, playing, and best of luck for next time.
Thank you. I had fun.
All right. Mike from Central City joining us here, playing a little Race to Win today on KGYM.
It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swann.
Swanee will join us coming up here in just a little bit. It is Caddy Smack in the Gym Class, presented by our great sponsors. That includes Amanda Colony's Golf Club, St. Andrew's Golf Club, Austad's, Blue Top Ridge at Riverside, and couldn't do it without all the good folks out there helping us out. We do appreciate it. Brian Haas joining us here in studio today. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Besides not rooting for Pat Maroon and the St. Louis Blues.
I know. I'm happy they won, though. So that's who I'll be following the rest of the way.
Hey, yeah. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. If I could play Gloria right now, I would, but I can't.
Right.
So we're not going to do it. And Rick Swann, as I mentioned, from Smart FM, will be popping in and out of the program here and joining us today. Vaughn Halyard joining us here in studio. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Hello, fine gentlemen.
I thought you were going to drop a hello, friends. there. Vaughn is, besides being the world traveler here, we try to play golf with you, but we can never do it because you're never here. You're always out and about, but that's a whole. That's part of the reason why we had you on here today, because you are, you're kind of our Swiss Army knife of golf. You're a writer, you're a film guy, you've done so many golf projects over the years, and you just like to have your hand in the golf business, don't you?
And sports media projects with the support of this fine station as well.
Indeed. But done some writing as far as golf architecture trade magazines are concerned, things like that, and you've done a lot of things here lately.
Well, it was all spawned from going at it toe to toe with Swan here and there, and trying to back you into some bogeys.
Yeah, got you into it. But yeah, you've been busy.
It has. It's been a good run. I've had the fortune of as you know, working on a restoration here at CRCC with a tremendous team, and then that led to working with, I just call them golf geeks and architecture people, whether it's media or Golf Week, or we're doing a documentary on Sand Valley, we're working with Golf Course Architecture and Golf Week magazine. We've done some film stuff for golf.com, so it's been a good run. It's fun to combine the day job with a really frustrating hobby. I don't know what Brian Haas does. He's crazy, but he fixes bad things.
Yeah, I always say to everybody, it is the meanest game on earth. There's no doubt about it.
Vaughn, not everybody gets to play Cedar Rapids Country Club, obviously, but a lot of people are familiar with it. We are. Can you tell us about some of the have you changed the 18th green at all?
Yes, actually. The 18th green, which was built at a time when balls didn't roll that fast, has been softened.
Yeah.
Because if you haven't played it, it's fairly steep from back to front, and things kind of fall off. You don't hit them in the right place. So we've made some adjustments with the architect.
Good move.
What about anything else that you're doing?
Doing kind of an interesting project with Sand Valley, the resort up in Wisconsin, which is built by the same group that built a place called Bandon Dunes and Cabot Links. And then I'm doing a film documentary that we're going to distribute with either Netflix or Apple. And we're looking forward to doing some work with a wounded veteran in conjunction with our friends at Blue Top Ridge and Mr. Haas here.
Nice. Very good. And you worked with Ron Pritchard, of course, with the redo at CRCC, the restoration at CRCC. And now you're doing some articles as far as in golf architecture. I'm kind of that guy that likes to read about golf course architecture. You know, I find it fascinating. I would have loved to have done that. And you get to kind of write about it and kick it around a little bit. So I'm very jealous of what you get to sink your teeth into.
I'm jealous of your birdies, so we're even.
Thank
nice,
you. Good night.
Bon.
Thank
nice.
You. Good night.
You can't drop the mic. So how did that all come about?
You know, it really came about from working with the friends and our team that sort of worked on the restoration executed by the genius of Tom Feller, the CRCC superintendent. And we just sort of kept getting notoriety, and we were very battle-hardened. We did it for an extremely small budget, and we did it in a short amount of time. And it's sort of placed the course in the top 100 of classic courses in the nation, and has put us on a world map. I mean, we can go to Scotland, and people know about CRCC. I've met people around the world that have read about it. So we just sort of recount the project in different various pieces of media, and that it kind of keeps spreading. So it was good work done here.
How do you go about, restoration while also preserving the Donald Ross original concept? Was that a challenge at all?
It was a little bit of a challenge. You have to have the right architect who is of the right mindset. And Ron Pritchard, our architect, and his partner, Tyler Ray, are sort of Donald Ross whisperers. Donald Ross, for those that may or may not know, was the Frank Lloyd Wright of golf course design in America. He was Scottish, came here, and have done a lot of courses. And he's known for not a specific style, but he was known for building a course to match the land. CRCC is a great piece of land, and you need to find an architect that can sort of channel what Ross did, what Ross's intent was. And then we had historical area photos, and you could dig down and actually find old bunkers and old green surfaces. So the Pritchard team took all that into effect, and Tom Feller executed it immaculately.
Swanee, he was beating you up before you came in.
Really?
Yeah.
That was just
well, not really. Not really.
No, I think it was all about you, Nash. If I
he beat me up too.
Did you talk about your trip to Scotland yet?
No, that hasn't come up.
Because you mentioned Scotland, and that just reminded me that you've been living my golf dream here for a couple of years, and you actually got to play at the old course, right?
I did. Got to. Though for people that do or don't know, the old course is actually a public park. So every day there are tee times that they reserve for public access, and you can do an online lottery 48 hours in advance. And we were over there, and we put our name in the lottery. We were way in the north of Scotland, and I got up in the middle of the night to take care of some things and said, maybe I'll check, and there it was. I'm looking, and down at 4:30, there's my name, and I said, all right, I'll go back to bed, and all of a sudden it hit me. Oh, my gosh, I got on the old course. And everything just went to heck.
Yeah. What an amazing experience, though, you had.
You got the picture taken on the bridge.
On the bridge, absolutely. It was fantastic.
You did the jack pose.
No, I did not do the jack pose. I did not. I kept my knee off the bridge because I figured – so many people do it, and only Jack should really do it.
You ever played there, Brian?
I have not yeah. gone over there yet.
Yeah.
Well, we'll make a day of it.
I think it's a gym class trip
to
Scotland.
I know
my way around. Yeah, let's go.
Scotland. Bon Howe, you're joining us here on Caddy Smack on the gym class in KGYM. You mentioned Sand Valley. Interesting. I can't wait to get up there. I'd love to get up there, up in Wisconsin. Fairly new course. And I think they're opening up another course coming up. Third one, is that correct?
Yeah, there are two 18s, and they're building a third. And then there is a 17-hole course called the Sandbox, which is absolutely fun. It's a par 3. And depending on how crowded it is, you can pick your green and your tee depending on who's playing where. For example, you know, some places you might say, I'm going to from 6 tee to 12 green for a bag of potato chips, because we know people don't gamble in golf. But it's interesting. They've got the two of the top architects did the first two, Corin Crenshaw and then David McClay Kidd. They both worked at Bandon Dunes. Both teams did. And then the third 18 hole is being done by Tom Doak, another top architect. So the Kaiser family usually goes with the top names because they know what they're going to get. And it's kind of a predictable outcome.
If it's anything like the Dunes Club in Michigan, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. See, well, you got a chance to kind of become one with it, if you will. And you mentioned maybe something in the offing with Netflix, things like that. How is that going to work here in the next few months?
Yeah, we've been doing a film project with an organization called Military Warrior Support Foundation. What it is, it's a highly effective nonprofit that focuses on wounded warriors. They provide them with homes in partnership with people like Wells Fargo. They provide them with vehicles in partnership with GMC and Chevy. I met a completely compelling golfer. He entered the Marines 2 weeks after high school and then was injured, went to the bottom of the depths of depression and the things that come along with those kind of injuries, got involved with this organization, and he has become quite the one-armed golfer and has been inspired to help others with like injuries and disabilities to learn how to play. So I asked Brian to help get him whatever would be the equivalent of some sort of certification and some training to be able to assist other players. And we've been documenting that whole process, and we're going to continue to document that. And that's been a very interesting piece of storytelling. We're doing that with a couple of other warriors, but this is the one that plays golf.
Well, Brian's had a long history, as you know, Vaughn, about with the military. So that's one great aspect of what you do, man.
Yeah, it's fun. And we're looking forward to having him and letting him see what we do week in and week out. As you know, we teach our veterans every week for at least 2 hours, if not three. And it's year round. So we don't see a lot of limb injuries, missing limbs and such, but we have had them. And in fact, one with our national T tournament, he was missing all four limbs. And we created a link system into his prosthetic, so he links the club in like you would link something into an air hose, and he linked the club directly into his prosthetic to hit golf balls. It was just so much fun to watch the smile on his face, and those are the things that Vaughn's seeing as well, you know, with his player.
Yeah, and that's what makes it all worthwhile, man.
Yep, and we'll all get together. We'll definitely have a caddy smack. Little piece of fun on the golf course, and we can try and all get into you and Ash's head.
Golf is all fun. Speaking of fun, coming up this year, big event at CRCC is coming up, and that is going to be at...
It's in August.
In August. The United States Senior Women's Amateur is coming to town at Cedar Rapids Country Club, and USGA event. I don't know if you've ever had one, but if we've had one, it's been a while.
It's been a while. They only have 12 national championships a year. And as far as we know, this is either the second or third to ever be held in the state of Iowa. So, and again, I got to give the props to Ron Pritchard and Tom Feller and all the CRCC people for delivering a course that really caught the attention of the USGA. In pretty short order, they came by and were interested in setting up a tournament here, and we kind of went through the hoops for a couple of years, and this is the outcome. This is a big deal. It's a lot of fun. Got a media day coming that we'd like to have you guys involved with, and we'll share the details of that. And it's just exciting. The USGA is in town this week. They come every couple of weeks because this is really one of the 12 national championships they hold every year. So we're very excited to be part of it.
We'll have better weather for them coming up in August. And you need volunteers as well, I know, for the tournament.
We do. Yeah, there are some places online, CRCC, Cedar Rapids Country Club, .org or .com. You can find information about volunteering. You can go to the USGA.org site as well. And the information is available for signing up. There is a fee, but you get around at CRCC for your work and volunteering, and I think you get a shirt.
You get a shirt, yeah.
Yeah, you get some goodies and some meals, and you get to see, you know, regardless of the age, there's still some of the best golfers in the country.
Very much so. Very much so. And that'll be coming up. Like you said, go check out the website and see what it has to offer right there. So what the heck are you going to do next? Huh? Every time I see Rick come into my office, yeah, I figure he's got some news on you.
Yes.
Where's Vaughn now in the world?
let's put it this way. Every major, I scan the crowd for Vaughn now.
Well, as Swan has informed me, it's after May 1st, so you putt everything out. The league is in play.
Absolutely.
The league is in play.
True. Ooh. You should do it anyway, but especially after May 1.
We talked about that last week, didn't we, Brian? Or last show.
Yes,
last
we
show.
Did. Yeah. Yes, we did. We talked about that.
We were just talking to Brian. I mean, you just got to ignore you, Nash, because when he starts talking, Rick, that's what we're talking about.
Okay.
He just, you know, he gets, well, you know, oh, no, another par.
Golly.
No, the thing he does
that
to me.
That is a poor impression, by the way.
This has happened to me several times. I have been close several times. I've been to 15 or 16 on courses where I was a shot up or down, and he will say, this could be the day.
You have, shut up. You have to shut him up.
And he totally uses his radio voice when he does it.
This could be the day. I promptly hit it in the woods.
Oh, Rick, you're playing really well now.
I had him down 1-1 on Saturday.
Yes, you did.
What did he say? What did he do?
Oh. We got 17 more to go. Yeah.
You're doing really well on the first hole.
This is deteriorating rapidly.
We got more.
I know. Save it for another day. Hey, appreciate it, Vaughn. Thanks for stopping by and keep up the fun work and all the projects you have with golf. It's great.
Thank you guys for having me, and thank you for all your support for all the stuff we do, because you guys are always part of it. In the front and the back.
All right, appreciate it. Take a short break, come back, and talk some golf with you on Caddy Smack. More golf with you here at 328. Get your questions ready to go for Brian as well at 319-366-1600 if you have a question about your game, and Brian will answer it for you. Back with more after this.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex Decking delivers the look of wood without all the work and the worry. So make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Find Trex Decking at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander. Visit either location in Iowa City.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty and Grinnell. See them at lindertire.com.
We've all heard the joke, why do they call it golf? The answer? All the other four-letter words were taken. Hi, Dave Austed here. We hear those words when golfers airmail the green or duck hook the ball into the water. It could be a swing thing, or it could be your clubs aren't fit for your size, swing, and ability. Custom fitting isn't just for the pros. In fact, custom fitting golf clubs will actually benefit the amateur golfer more. So take some advice from Austed's, a Golf Digest Top 100 fitter, and book an appointment to get fit today. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Test your skills in the Amana Best Shot. This four-person best shot will be held at Amana Colonies Golf Club on Sunday, May 19th. Tee times are available throughout the day. 18 holes of championship golf, cart, practice balls, course contest, prizes, and lunch for just $49 plus tax. The event is flighted and payouts are based on the size of the fields. Winners receive ACGC gift cards. Get your team together and call the golf shop to sign up at 319-622-6222.
3:30 back with you on the Gym Class, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Rick Swan going back and forth across the hallway, and Brian Haas joining us here as well. We're going to get to your questions in just a few minutes, but as always, we'd like to talk some golf, kick around some golf a little bit, and by the time we reconvene next time for Caddy Smack, I'm trying to do the math here. We'll have the PGA in the rearview mirror now.
Yeah.
So Beth Page Black up in New York on Long Island, and also a public course.
Yep.
If you want to go through the rigors.
I'll be there in July.
Are you going to be there in July?
I'll
awesome.
Be nearby in July. Yeah, my son's getting married there.
Very good. That'll be awesome. And just a tremendously difficult golf course.
Yes. Yeah.
Unbelievably difficult.
Yep. If I remember right, also a Reese Jones golf course, Beth Page Black.
I'd have to double check.
I have to double check on that as well. So I feel like it has a lot of the same looks as Blue Top does, as far as how it looks when you're on the golf course, the deep bullnose bunkers and undulating greens and nasty long.
Only one water hazard on the entire course, and it really doesn't even come into play.
Right. Right. Which is not really terribly different than mine either, right, in that sense.
And the winner and the runner-up of the 2001 Cedar Rapids Open, Brian, are in the PGA Championship.
How about that?
Zach Johnson and Jeff Schmidt, who you know
That's
very
right.
well.
That's right.
Assistant at Brown Deer, yeah.
It's great to see Jeff have the opportunity to play. Not only in that, but as Michael Oss wrote today, he's going to go with back-to-back majors because the next week he'll be playing in the PGA Seniors. That will also be in New York State. So that's a great feather in the cap for Jeff, who I've known, and I know you've known for a long time.
Right, yeah. It is for all the players that have made it through there. It's just you have to basically finish in the top four or five players in your PGA section. Then you have to go on playing the National Professional Championship, finish high in the top, is it
20?
20?
Mm-hmm.
It is that many now. So I thought they dropped it again. But so top 20, which is not easy either. Now you're talking about some of the best non-tour players in the country that could play on tour probably at most times.
And if they, they're not playing every day, these guys.
Well, usually the top 20 are.
Top 20 are playing every day?
They're playing every day.
A little bit?
Yeah, they're more in the teaching world of it, and they're playing pretty regularly. Yeah,
okay.
Practicing a lot.
But that...
Different job.
That is one of three events, Brian, I think are the most difficult in golf, and that tournament started, the Club Pro Championship started with 312 players. Then you have the PGA Tour qualifying, 6 rounds.
Yep.
Very difficult. And then the U.S. Open qualifying.
Yeah.
Which we have 2 Eastern Iowans who have made it through the local qualifying and now
Correct.
Moving on to the sectional, and Sean McCarty and Frank Lindwall.
Right. Yep. And that golf course was not playing easy either over at Davenport Country Club. So I had quite a few players in that. And there was a lot of, not large numbers, but numbers that you'd consider that's not a good day on the golf course.
That is a tough golf course as well.
Yeah, because it's not really meant to be played completely back like that, and those greens can get very fast, so it becomes a very difficult golf course.
Yeah. Yeah, and the PGA, of course, everyone's going to have one eye on Tiger Woods. I don't think that's a real big surprise.
I hope so. It's been good so far this spring for golf, so I hope it continues.
Yeah, that's a great question, because that's the question we posed immediately after he won.
Right.
What does this do for golf? Now, it's not been the greatest of weather for area golf courses. We know that.
Right.
But I think we have seen an uptick as far as rounds are concerned.
Yeah, and I'm a little bummed he's not in the field until basically the PGA Championship. So that hurts golf a little bit. But I understand he's aging, and his body can't take that many rounds in a row. And he has to do what he has to do for himself.
Ryan and Walford on the text line, and you're welcome to check in there, 366-1600, our Hertzian & Stocker Jeweler text line. If you have a question for Brian, wants to get the pros' opinion on John Daly being granted an exemption to use a golf cart in the PGA Championship.
Well, I'm okay with it, and they have strict rules. So if they gave him that exemption, it isn't just because they willy-nilly decided to give John Daly a golf cart. It has to be doctor oriented, meaning they have talked to his doctor, the doctor's explained what his issues are, and it fits the criteria that the PGA Tour has.
Mm-hmm. You just can't go over to the first tee and say, I'd like a cart.
No, and really it almost doesn't work that way even on the Senior Tour or the Champions Tour. Same thing. You have to have some reasons to need that golf cart.
Yeah, and they will make some exceptions.
They will. They will.
At times.
Would you rather see pros be able to use carts or dress in shorts?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go for the shorts. But I would either's fine with me. I feel like if they gave them golf carts, if they were looking for more pace of play, that would speed up pace of play for sure. It would even the field out a little bit more because injuries and things like that, players would be much more even as far as if you have an injury that you're fighting, you're going to be more tired than the person that doesn't. On the short side of things, all the other sports have changed. So look at what's golf waiting for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's a question on kind of on the same topic, as far as, would you rather see carts being used or, you know, guys and gals get to wear shorts, whatever the case may be. Tony Romo.
All right.
Is playing in the Byron Nelson this week.
Love it.
Now, okay. Should Tony Romo get to play or should he not? Because he's basically taking a spot that somebody who's kind of probably fringe on the PGA Tour could have.
I am all for anything that sells more tickets
mm-hmm.
and more viewers. So he's a viewer. He's another version of a smaller version of Tiger playing. People want to watch him fail and people want to watch him do well. I'm on the do-well side of that, but you know there's players that are viewers that want to watch him not do so well because he's taking that spot.
Right.
But that brings more people to watching the television, maybe going to the golf course itself. I think it's a good thing.
And this might be one of the sponsors' exemptions.
It is.
That they get. So it's not like he's really, I mean, yes, he probably is taking somebody's spot, but then again, not taking somebody's spot.
He's a good enough player. If you look at him this way, he's a good enough player. If he decided to become a club PGA professional and teach or work at a golf course or whatever you have to do in order to be able to play in our professional national championship, he plays well enough to make it through that. So he could be playing in the PGA championship for that matter. So, you know, as a player, I don't doubt that he can't play with them. Can he win? Probably not. Can he
make the cut?
That's two-thirds of the field isn't going to win.
Right. So that's the question. Can he make the cut?
I think he can make the cut.
I think he can. I don't know if he will.
Right. That's a whole different thing, and that's mainly off of experience.
Mm-hmm. True.
A couple questions on the text line for you, Brian. 5016, I tend to hit the ball too high on the driver face. Anything I can do about that?
So high in the face, a lot of times that player is hitting down on the ball too much. So if you really think about how the club comes down at the ball at impact sitting on that tee, the more downswing you have, the higher you're going to hit on the face. In fact, if you get too steep, I call it a dummy mark, you know, when you make a mark on the top of your golf club, you know, where you're not supposed to hit the ball, that's from being too steep. So if you have those marks on the top edge of your face, that sort of thing, you are swinging down at it. So tilt your body. If you're a right-handed player, tilt a little bit to your right and start learning to swing up at the tee so that so you don't hit so high in the face. It'll also spin the ball less. You'll hit it further. Mm-hmm.
It's an endorsement for Brian's shop at Blue Top Ridge. Joe on the text sign, thanks to Brian and his staff at Blue Top, I took advantage of getting fitted a few weeks back. New equipment and few tips have made the game very enjoyable again. Club selection has been a challenge, and I assume hitting balls on the range will help get you your distance correct. The upgrading equipment has been a huge change.
Oh, that's good, Joe. Thanks for saying that, and we appreciate you coming down. I know you have a good golf swing, and I remember the fitting, so I'm happy you're doing well.
Yeah. PGA, posture, grip, alignment.
yeah, and some of that was with him a little bit as well, I remember, because when I do those fittings, I try to also show them something to help them get better at the same time, so I feel terrible if I don't show it to them. So
comes down to the basics.
Yeah, most of the time.
I mean, you can't leave them.
Are you spending more money when you get your clubs fitted than if you just went in and grabbed a set out of your shop?
Yes and no.
Okay.
So yes, if the facility, like our facility, does charge for the fitting, so yes, you're spending more because you're getting with a professional that knows what they're doing and you're in a high-tech fitting lab, for lack of a better term. And so there's a cost to that. But no, your equipment itself is the exact same price, unless you have to get into some weird exotic shaft or you choose some exotic shaft. No, the clubs cost the same, whether they're stock or they actually fit you. So that is the same.
For a recreational golfer, and I'm talking about maybe playing once a week, twice a week, how often should you regrip your clubs?
That's a tough question. It's a little bit loaded because it depends on what your grips are. So there's all kinds of materials that they're made out of, and some wear out faster than others. Stock grips that they just throw on the clubs, if you bought a stock set, they don't last very long. You get into the multi-compounds, they'll last a little bit longer. So if you're playing a couple times a week, you're probably every other year. And if you hit a lot of wedges or a lot of drivers and you like to practice a little bit, you might be an every year person. A good brush and some hot soapy water goes a really long way to keep them in good condition, and then a nice clean towel to dry them off. That's a great, get a bucket, get some Dawn dish soap or something like that, and put it in the bucket, mix it up good, and get some bubbles, and get a, almost like a dish brush, you know, something somewhat soft but a little bit firm, and scrub your grips down in that hot soapy water, rinse them off, and then dry them off, and you'll be a lot happier with them.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Ah, there's more than one way to do it. How about that? Kyle took a call as well a little bit earlier on, talking about PGA,
yeah,
posture grip alignment, proper grip to help to prevent the dreaded slice.
Yeah, so
that's an age-old question.
And I do. I watch it all the time, and the players that are hitting the slice ball or the cut ball, whatever you prefer, the power fade. There's lots of terms.
There's a lot
for
of
that.
Nice ways to put it.
That's
but
right.
It's a slice.
Nonetheless, it's a banana. The biggest thing is getting your grip proper, and if you want to see the ball go left immediately, for a right-handed player, your left hand or your glove hand has to come on top, and your non-glove hand or your right hand has to go under the grip. That's what closes the face. And a lot of players think it's the opposite. And if you turn it the other way, it's just going to go further right. So again, your glove hand or your left hand for a right-handed player goes on top, and your right hand, the non-glove hand, goes underneath the grip. And that face will close very quickly. So then kind of manage your path. If you're hitting an iron, you can see your divot pattern. If your divot pattern's going left, then you got to start swinging that pattern a little bit more to the right.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things to watch, Brian, is celebrity events, the pro celebrities, retired athletes from various sports. And oftentimes the best players are either baseball pitchers.
Yeah, they have a lot of time.
Who have a lot of time. Or hockey players.
Hockey players.
Why?
Are great golfers.
Well, the hockey players are mainly because of the slap shot. So most of them are a long pass across the ice. Those are very similar motions to the golf swing. And they've obviously made that motion, you know, tens of thousands of times, or the 10,000-hour rule. Doesn't totally apply to golf because it's a mean game, but those motions are very similar. So that being said, they can translate that into golf very quickly and do really well with it. A great example is Brett Hull. This would have been in the 90s. Golf Digest came in. They did a frame-by-frame of his golf swing. He was a 4 handicap at the time. And then did a frame-by-frame of him hitting a slap shot on the ice. And then they matched them one on top of the other from position to position, so from start to finish. And let me tell you, it is almost identical.
You guys got, you have guys like John Smoltz,
mm-hmm,
and Rick Roden, who are winning these things
right,
quite often,
right,
just because they have the time, hand-eye coordination, baseball pitchers.
All the above, great athletes,
mm-hmm,
and could probably pick up most sports and be very good at it, if not at the top of their field, most likely. So they chose, in Smoltz's case, baseball. And, you know, they're just great athletes. And you give them time at anything, and they're going to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, they will. We're going to take a break at 3:46 and come back with more of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class for this Wednesday. So stay with us. More to come on 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
We've all heard the joke, why do they call it golf? The answer? All the other four-letter words were taken. Hi, Dave Austed here. We hear those words when golfers airmail the green or duck hook the ball into the water. It could be a swing thing, or it could be your clubs aren't fit for your size, swing, and ability. Custom fitting isn't just for the pros. In fact, custom fitting golf clubs will actually benefit the amateur golfer more. So take some advice from Austed's, a Golf Digest Top 100 fitter, and book an appointment to get fit today. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
The countdown to Mother's Day is quickly ticking away, and if you haven't already picked out the perfect 1-800-Flowers bouquet for Mom, you have to act fast. Beat the Mother's Day rush by visiting 1-800-Flowers.com today. Right now, 1-800-Flowers will give you 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase for only $29.99. Now that's an offer Mom would approve of. With a bright mix of premium roses and rainbow of colors, these blooms are guaranteed to show Mom just how much she's loved. Multicolored roses are the perfect way to surprise all the moms in your life. 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase for only $29.99 is an amazing offer. But hurry, it expires Thursday. Trust 1-800-Flowers to make Mom feel loved. To order 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase for only $29.99 and for details, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code WILL. Again, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code WILL. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code WILL.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
3:49, back with you on the Gym Class. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Your questions for Brian, keep them coming at 319-366-1600. Vaughn's back. Rick Swann, explain this. What is going on here?
I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Hey, just, you know, I was talking to Swann. These UNASH lines are just game killers. He's got one that was particularly effective.
Well, like I said on the air, you know, this could be the day.
Yeah, exactly.
This could be the day. The one I think that's more of a affirmative thing right there. Right.
It's hypnotism.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's mysticism. It's like the Avengers. You'll hit a shot and you think it's good and he'll go, that's a really good shot for you.
I don't think I've uttered that.
Do you have a question for Brian, or can I tell him about my dream?
Tell him about your dream, right? Because
this is a legitimate question. I woke up laughing, and I stayed up laughing for a while.
As Mark puts it, you know, we don't dream about golf, but you do. Go ahead.
I dream about golf. So in this dream last night, I hit a great drive. It was a par 5. All right, dog leg. I went up and found my ball, and I still had to go around the dog leg uphill by a tree. And I was like, man. And then somebody said, wait a minute, your ball broke. So it was split in two. I found the second half of the ball out in the fairway, and I said, can I hit this? And they said, yeah. So I hit that. Now, if that happens in real life, what's the rule?
The ball's from 1980, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the ball would be pre-1980 for sure, probably pre-1960.
Can we call a rules official?
Yeah. And I think there was at one time. I don't know that it's in there anymore because a golf ball, it just won't do that today. and I believe it was the larger half of the ball was where you could play from and you can replace your ball. Now, don't quote me on that, because that was a long time ago, and I don't know that rule is even in there anymore.
Wow. That would be rubbing the green brutally, brutally to the nth degree.
Well, the best part of that dream was I got to hit the second shot, and I nearly got it on the green. So,
with your half a ball or with the
entire?
I think
I replaced the ball.
Okay.
Well, that was a really good shot for you.
Were you up or down on UNAS at the time?
I never recall saying that. And I do recall saying this could be the day. Yeah. That I have uttered a few times, but I don't recall that one. The all-time one we'll not get into. We'll not get into that one because that has
been
retired. There's
no competitiveness in here, is there? None.
Have I ever shared what Swan told me one of our first times?
No.
He's up by 3. We're coming in 16.
Oh, no.
He goes, ah. And we, just kind of getting to know each other playing golf, so we weren't talking smack yet. And he goes, and on the second shot of the approach, alongside water, he goes, ah, this is a great day. You know what would have made it better? I wish you'd have played better. Rick, tell him what happened after that. Go ahead.
You came back and won.
Wow.
That got the ball rolling on the smack talk.
Yeah, there it did. Yeah, I believe that was the exact moment.
It all has to start somewhere.
If you have a question for Brian, let us know. 319-366-1600. Didn't want to mention this before we got to the end of the program today. And that is congratulations to both Iowa and Iowa State men's golf teams for getting to the regional play.
Yeah, that's exciting. It's for Iowa State and for Iowa. What a great feat! They've had a good run over these last 10 years of consistently getting in.
Yeah, Iowa going to Austin, Texas, 5-1, and Iowa State going to Knoxville, Tennessee.
Play. I almost kind of wish they would have got to the same regional, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That would have been fun.
And that's it's going to be good. Iowa State, of course, we mentioned Frank Lindwall, one of their top players from Cedar Rapids, Washington, and he is off to the next step as far as qualifying for the U.S. Open at Pebble is concerned. But he's going to put that on the back burner for a little bit because he's got to concentrate on helping Iowa State out.
Right. And hopefully this next year you'll watch out for Nebraska, and Coach Hankins starting to get his team revved up. They finished 5th in the Big Ten, so I was really hoping they might get a berth this year into regionals, but I don't think they did.
No, they didn't. 319-366-1600. If you have a quick question for Brian as far as golf, helping you out, helping your game out as well. And we'll be back in a couple weeks and talk about the Crandic Tour that will get cranked up with their second event at the end of the month, beginning of June, end of May, 1st of June, right in there. We'll be their next
what a
event.
Great tour for amateur play. That is just a great, great, fun tour.
Yeah.
We talked about putting grips, strategies on the last program, and I began to use on probably putts under 15, 18 feet, a pencil grip.
Okay.
And then on longer ones, I went back to my traditional overlapping grip.
Yep.
And I think, at least at this early stage, it helped me think about my left hand and to lead with that left hand and just guide it with that right, and which I wasn't always able to do with my conventional putting grip. So
it's just a stability thing. So whatever feels most stable to you as you now. 15 years ago, even 20 years ago, if you came in with a pencil grip or left hand low or something else, they'd be like, oh, he's done.
Mm-hmm. And I might be toast, Brian.
Right. And it was just the way we thought then. If you couldn't do it traditionally, and your game's over with. That's not true today. Players are starting, kids are starting left hand low. They're not even starting in a traditional grip. So, because it is a more stable scenario. So, most of the time. But you're going to see all kinds of grips out there, and whatever makes you feel the most stable, that's the correct grip. And then really the reason you go to traditional on the long ones is you just have more feel that way, and you're just trying to feel that distance. And you're traditionally, you've putted more that way than you have with the pencil, so at a longer putt, that just feels better. And when you get a little closer to the hole, the pencil is making you feel more stable.
5016 on the text line. Brother and I played Blue Top last weekend. Very difficult, extremely tough course. What's the best score out there?
Ooh. So
what's course record?
Yeah, I think it happened in the Iowa Open, which would be playing the whole golf course, and I believe they shot 64.
Wow.
And then I had 60.
The front or back?
Yeah, right.
I keep going when I get to 64.
Yeah, and then we played a mixture of black and purple in an Iowa PGA event, and I had shot 64.
Wow.
Nice. Very good. I don't care where you're at. If you shoot 64 at any golf course, you're doing well.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoy agree. It. Get out there.
Why didn't you shoot 63?
It was a shotgun start.
Everybody has a story.
Oh, yeah.
On that.
My last hole, I left it on 11, the par 3, hanging on the
really?
Hole.
Wow.
Yeah. I had dozen feet or so straight up at it, and I was a half a turn from 63.
Man. Even 10 Cup has a... has a good line, you know. When why a great ball striker like yourself shoots an 87, how could that be? Well, I missed a 10-footer on 18.
Right, right. Or the Sebi one, I miss, I make.
Yeah. very much so. Yeah. Well, PGA is coming, and we mentioned the regionals for Iowa and Iowa State. Hopefully they're both going to get to advance. The University of Arkansas is going to be hosting the national championship, so that'll be a nice venue for the at least the men to play. I'm not sure. I don't think the women are there. They shared it last year.
Right. I don't believe they are.
I don't think they're doing it this year. But real quick, do we want to give a prediction? We did so well on the PGA. Do we want to give a you know?
It's next week, right?
That's next week, yep. Not this week.
Yep.
The Byron Nelson is this week. PGA is next week. Oh, well, let's just say this. Back to the old thing. Is it Tiger or the field?
Oh wow. Where's it being played?
Bethpage Black.
Big golf course.
Yeah.
That's like DJ World. That's
you want to think Koepka. Big hitters, though.
Koepka World. Yeah. Finau World. You know, I think it's going to be the Bombers golf course because it's just such a big golf course.
And you got to hit a driver.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to hit drivers.
You're not getting
there. And Rory,
there if you
too,
don't.
For that matter. I mean, he bombs it out there, too. So.
Why can't Rory play on a Sunday? There's something in there. There's something in that 6 inches between the ears right now for Rory.
Yeah, I think, too, his life has changed a lot.
Yeah.
The fact you have to hit driver, that's one reason I'm not going to go with Tiger because I don't have confidence in him off the tee. He could be streaky in that regard, but I don't think I would pick Tiger. I would go with a Koepka kind of guy who has done well in majors.
And Tony's due.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's on our golf team.
I wouldn't mind that at all.
Right. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Koepka's won two PGAs in a row, right?
Well, he's won three of the last seven majors, I believe.
Okay.
I think it's three.
Boy.
Two U.S. Opens and a PGA.
Man.
He might be the guy. Might be the guy. All right. Guys, appreciate it. Got to close up shop here.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Thanks for stopping.
It's my pleasure.
All right. Stay tuned. The Todd Bromel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn is next.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can.